Brett Hollander back here on your 50,000-watt home for Baltimore Orioles baseball and Baltimore Ravens football, 1090 AM WBAL. Adam Jones, Orioles center fielder, also a connoisseur on many topics, and that's what we always figure out here on our Adam Jones segments. We're going around.
What are you talking about?
We're going around our Twitter feed right now. We threw it out there for people to ask questions through Twitter to Adam Jones, and some crazy stuff is coming up here. Let's go back to the Twitter, Adam. And you ready
crazy
for this?
Hey,
you ready?
I want to hear the crazy ones, not just the, what's your inspiration to play baseball?
Okay,
I know that question.
All right,
you can read that, Google that.
All right, regular Ed wants to know. Would you have an off-season show on the Food Network called Stay Hungry?
Yes. I asked Audie earlier. She's terrified. She says she don't want the attention to cook on there. You know what I mean? She'd be wonderful on there, but she doesn't want to. She said, I'm scared. I don't want nobody knowing my recipes. So,
yes.
I would go on there. That's a yes, basically. You'd have to do a segment before. We couldn't do it live so that she wouldn't have to feel like she's, in a rush. But get it, tape it and let him, edit it the way you guys edit things. I think it'll be a good turnout. And you got to have me at the end of it. And another correspondent, Grubbin.
Okay, and stay on the food topic here. This is from Raymond. What's essential for a good breakfast?
Good breakfast. That's each his own. Some mornings I like cereal. Some mornings I like bacon and egg sandwiches. Some mornings oatmeal is made. It just depends on the morning. But a good breakfast is vital. I've learned that part of when it comes to this dieting and eating to maintain the calories, the pounds. Breakfast is a big part of a diet, and if you miss breakfast, it can alter a lot of your diet.
Robert wants to know, who's the funniest Oriole besides you?
Chris Davis is hilarious to me.
Okay.
Absolutely hilarious. Just hilarious. I think he's way funnier than me. I'm just real. I'm different. He's absolutely hilarious. And my locker's next to him, so he cracks me up.
Reagan tweets in, what's your favorite part about being a Major League Baseball player?
I told you. Come on, Hollander. Why are you asking me this question? We've already discussed.
Have we done that one before?
No, we've done that one in every segment we ever had.
Okay. Sorry. I forget every Twitter question that we've ever gotten. There's hundreds to sift through
the
here.
The best part about being it is, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. The best part is just
playing ball every day for 162 times.
Oh, you get to play. Basically, I'm living out every kid's dream.
All right, Jay, we're never going to ask that one
and
again.
And my own in the same. So there's the answer to that question.
All right.
That's what it's like to play baseball.
Mark Dixon writes in, who taught you, no matter the score, to run hard down to first base?
The game of baseball. And actually, I got an incident which, is actually the moment where, I had to be reinstalled in my head was 2006. 3-1 counts, hit the ball. Real hard, one hop ground ball to Ian Kinsler. I was with Seattle at the time. I hit it hard, so I was like, all right, man, I'm out. But, I just jogged down the line. All right, I'm out, running back. Willie Bloomquist and Greg Dobbs pulled me to the side and let me have it.
I love that story. Have it.
And then after the game, I go back to Macklemore's house because when I'm in Texas, we always go out to dinner. I always go to his house for dinner. Let the whole ride to his house. Let me have it. And he lives 20 minutes away. So, ever since then, hey, I got 4 seconds. All right, let me go run.
And I know now you return the favor to younger players when you are with
them.
Oh,
yeah. Definitely. If you're not running down the line, why are you here, man? I mean, I can get anybody to put in an effort to run down the line. So, you're blessed to be in that situation. Run down it. But, it's up to each his own. There's guys that, if you earned it, you're hitting 500 home runs, hey, you do what you need to do. But, to me, my game and how, the Orioles in my, while I'm there, is how they're going to play. As the ball's hit, you better dig.
I love that. I love this question, too. Cody writes in, how is it going to be fair with AJ, Nate, and Nick in the outfield? Is there a better outfield defense in baseball?
It's a good outfield. You got to include Rymel in that discussion. You know, I was telling people before he got hurt, he was on, he was just in the, he was just in this groove that, like, he never asked me, he never just, he never, like, questioned what he was doing and why, while he was playing that well in the first month. And if he's like that, oh my God, that's a scary person.
It is. I'm a big Reimold fan. I'm a big Reimold fan.
I am too. You know, and you know, Nate added so much comfort for me in the outfield to where, you know, I went from, you know, opening day, got Markakis and Reimold, and Markakis goes down, Reimold goes down. I got, I'm with Chris Davis, Flaherty, Steve Tolleson in the outfield with me.
Lou Ford?
Lou Ford, but I'm saying June, before Lou Ford, McLeod came, and right before Markakis came back, that June, that month was so stressful playing center field because every pitch I had to look at the Kirby to make sure that the other two outfielders were in position, but to make sure that they're looking at him so that they can get in the position. You know what I mean? So I had to just work overload, but yeah, that's what you get paid for. And, you know, it was, once Markakis came back, I was happy. And then when Nate came back, it was just, let's focus on, you know, making sure that every ball is caught because we got speed, we got some arm. So anything hitting his air, let's make sure that it's not hitting his grass.
All right, two more quick questions, and this is me asking them. Jason Hammel will join us now in 10 minutes. The kind of guts and grit he showed coming back from that in-season knee surgery, he matched CeCe Sabathia pitch for pitch in games 1 and 5 of the ALDS. And what did he mean to the Orioles this year?
He brought us a strike thrower. You know, he kept us in every single start he had. He kept us involved with that start. Everyone, the game. You know, there's probably a start or two where I'm sure people will think, oh, he got hit around this one. Hey, yeah, okay.
Not much this year, no.
Not much, of course. But he kept us in every game. And not necessarily just the game as in the score, but every pitch. You know, you can look, if you look up some of the highlights defensively throughout the season, a lot came with him pitching because he worked quick, he threw strikes, and he, you know, sitting in the center, I'm just like, okay, just in strike after strike after strike. And it's 92 to 94. Every fastball, you know, all year, there was no dip. He was throwing sharp sliders. He just had a great year. And I think that, you know, he used his defense. He knew that he had a really good catcher. He knew he has a really good defensive team that if the ball's put in play, we're going to catch the ball and make the outs. And, you know, he had a lot of strikeouts in the same breath, but he utilized his defense. And, you know, that enabled him to go the 6 2/3, the 7 2/3 that he had most of his starts.
Well, there you have it. The truth with 10, only to be heard right here on WBAL. Adam, thank you so much. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. We want a lowdown next time on what you did New Year's Eve.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do, as long as it's in the fairway. In the fairway.
Well, we need to get an HBO show.
We do. That, actually, I can sell that, I think.
HBO or satellite radio, something where we can, you know, you can subscribe, but you got to be 18 and over.
Adam Jones, Orioles center fielder. Adam Jones, thank you so much. Be safe, my friend.
No problem. Y'all too.
All right, Jason Hamill in 10 minutes right here on BAL.